Yo, what's good, everybody? Franco's Goods here. Sorry, it's been a while. I just got done doing my first hour of DoorDash, so I thought I'd talk about that. I recently quit my job, trying new things out, signed up for DoorDash. Super easy. I was a little confused at first because there's like schedules, and I thought you have the schedule when you're going to do it. And I just opened it up right now, and it's like, oh, do you want a Dash? I'm like, oh, heck yeah. So I took two deliveries. I drove 8 miles, and I made $13.64. It's pretty good. I'm pretty excited about that. It was really easy, all really close to my house. Super chill. So I actually signed up to do some more at 8 in like 15 minutes. So I think I'm going to go home for a little bit maybe and just chill, and then get back in the car. See what the wife's doing. I don't know, or I might do this all night. We'll see. I'm signed up from 8 to 1 a.m., so it's cool with me. I was pretty excited because during that second delivery, I had a sale on OfferUp for a Spider-Man t-shirt. I saw it as I was looking at the DoorDash. I was like, okay, and I accepted it, make that extra like $5, whatever. And then they canceled it right after I accepted it. I asked them, did you change your mind? Like, what's up? And they didn't say anything, so I don't really understand, like, what's that about. I've had stuff like that happen before. A lot of times it's during the night they order it, and then the next thing in the morning they're like, oh, actually, I changed my mind, which is lame, but, you know, it happens. But anyways, yeah, DoorDash is pretty cool. It's really simple. I signed up on the website. They sent me a hot bag and a little prepaid debit card in the mail. Took about 4 days. I got that. It said online something about like a thermal blanket, but they didn't give you one. And I have one in the car, so it's not a big deal. But I guess if you have a really big order and you need to cover it with the heat blanket to keep it warm. But it's really easy. So I clicked accept order. It gave me directions to the restaurant, which is Red Robin's. Went down there. It actually took Red Robin's quite a while. I was there for about 15 minutes just waiting for the food, which sucks because I don't know if like that affects... You know, so I haven't got any tips, like extra tips. Apparently they tip you in the app, that's just part of what you get. Hopefully I get some cash tips. Cash tips are always best. I'm trying to be quick. So after I got Red Robin's, I dropped it off and like in the Highlands where I live, and literally in the Highlands right next to me was an order for a burger. Went there, got there before the burger was even ready. They were actually super quick, got the burger and onion rings. And this guy, like, I drove, like, a mile and a half. Like, this is just a lazy person that wanted to pay an extra $10 to have a burger delivered, which is fine with me. So I took it up to them. They were all really easy. Every time you pick something up, you mark it on the app. When you get to the restaurant, you mark it on the app. When you get to their house, you mark it on the app. And when you're done, you mark it on the app. It's all simple. I'm not sure when I'll get paid. I'll have to look into that. Like, I did have to do, like, a W-9. It is official. You really, like, are working. So that's super chill. I'm excited about that. Sales. I sold some boots. I sold some waterproof boots that I've been sitting on for a while. Was excited to finally get rid of those. You know, it's not waterproof boot season, so not a lot of people are buying stuff like that. But that's cool. Went to the thrift today. Found some cool shirts. Found a shirt that was made in Kenya. It's got the big... I think it says the big five on it. And it's got... a lion, a cheetah, a water buffalo, an elephant, maybe that's it. Is that five? I don't know. But that one's really cool. It's embroidered on there, blue shirt. And then I got this cool, like, Halloween orange shirt. It looks like it's got Halloween carving, like, faces carved on it, which is cool. And I picked up a Mickey Mouse shirt that's pretty sick. It's from, like, the Disney parks. I was going to resell it, but I think I'm actually just going to give it to my mom. Just, you know, why not? I recently picked up a Mickey Mouse sweater. I don't know if I've probably talked about that. It's 100% wool. It's really nice. It's super cool. It's Mickey's Ski Lodge. Picked that up. I don't think I've picked up anything else recently. I've been going to the thrift too many times. We went today and there wasn't much, except for those shirts that I found. Got some Jordan 1s for my son. They ended up not fitting him well enough. They're kind of tied up. They wore them a bit. So I'm just going to try to sell them, make a little bit of money off of them. They're still in really good shape, so I can make some money off of the Jordan 1s. They're kid sizes, but people still buy them. So yeah, really excited about that. I will let you know how, I'll DoorDash. And if I do it while I'm, You know, if I have my podcaster in it, I'll let you guys know. But thanks for listening.